I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Local TV viewing. It's a question of, are you utilizing it the same? We know that WNEP recently, because we no longer can talk to Snedeker, because where they had that news until 7 o'clock, they said, we're going to go to streaming news all the way up until 9 o'clock. So people are able to get it on the go because they know that it's a much different world today for local television viewing.
Yeah, like things are changing and it is so weird. Everyone's trying to be, I don't know. When it comes to TV, though, Snedeker even talked about this. He'll go to, he said he'd get these kids in his class and he'd mention something about TV. And where years ago it was like, it's him. Now it's just like, what do you do?
What do you do? Who are you? Yeah.
And
it's wild.
It's not an ego thing. It's just a reality that, like, you know, people just watch differently.
Yeah. And so when I say 82% will listen to a radio station, terrestrial, when we say terrestrial, that means you're just regular radio station locally. That same survey that found 82% for radio, only 29% of U.S. adults regularly watch local TV news. And that is down from 46% back in 2016. And these numbers, by the way, the recent survey done were in 2022. So we're even talking 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So to see a drop from 46 to 29, and I'm sure that number may even be lower now. I'm not trying to say this to say it's not important. There are especially older demographics who do and want to watch local news, and make no mistake about it, the big money maker for these companies is local news. That's why they offer so many hours. The ads that they can sell in local news is where they make pretty much the most of their money. That's why they, in the old days, you'd have a newscast at 6 p.m. 6 p.m. was it. And then you'd have a little bit in the morning. I remember watching maybe an hour or so in the morning as well. Now you have added, you know, and you have the local breaks in with Good Morning America, whatever it may be. You'd have the local breaks during the national show.
Yeah.
But at night, what do they have at 16? Does it start at 4 o'clock?
I think it's 4.
And it's 4 o'clock on, doesn't PA Live go on at that time?
I think that's 3, isn't it?
I don't know. It's wild.
But it is live.
More and more hours and hours of news. So this Tegna being bought by Nexstar, it will vastly affect our market, but it depends on where the FCC goes. And the FCC usually has rules and a cap as to how much you can own and how many in a market. But there are indications that they may deregulate it altogether. Would they own every station in this market, or would they have to, as you talked about last hour, Jason, it would make sense if you're going to drop one, it would be YOU and have BRE and NEP. Yeah. Look, when I was younger, in the 70s and 80s, there was this thought that before NEP became the big powerhouse it is, if you were in Scranton or the Scranton area, you watched WDAU, which became YOU. Or if you're in Wilkes-Barre or anywhere, Luzerne County, you know, south, you watched WBRE. It's just like WILK radio. It was Wilkes-Barre was, you know, the thought of it at that time. And then WNEP came along. And with huge promotion and a Skycam 16, and we're still the one, that song, those of you who've been here all your life, you'll remember that promotion. And all of a sudden, they just took off like a rocket.
Yeah.
But I would say to you that the overall, if you're going to look at two out of three, it's going to be BRE and WNEP, if that happens.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
They say they own, Nextdoor owns BRE, but operates YOU. And I think that's how they kind of get around whatever rules there have been in the past. But it, in the end, it's going to mean, if that does happen, you're not going to need as many people. You're going to have the same amount of people working in that, in those two places. They probably put it all together in one big package and have it on all.
Like, I think any media today, especially like the legacy media, I guess what they call it, like TV, radio, newspapers. If you're still doing things the same way you were doing them 30 years ago, you're probably out of business. They have to keep adapting. Like, someone has to start thinking about, well, what can we do? And you want to have better, you want to make sure you have good reporting in an area, get crazy and say, you know what? We only hire freelance people to do our reporting, and the people who have the best coverage and the best stories, we buy their content. You know, so you could have actual people who not work for them and do it independently. I don't know. There's so many different ways you could approach this. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is that I don't know what happens if you get rid of a 22. What happens to them? Does someone go in and say, that's an opportunity,
and
or that's the
and
past?
It's not even like 22 has their, I mean, maybe behind the scenes or in budgets, they have people pushed into each, one. But in the end, it's not, it's like, I think of WBRE, WYOU as one now. Yeah. And look, this is the thing that, as a person in the business, I don't know if, it's not the kind of thing that I think, in today's day and age, a lot of people are going to be up in arms about. A lot of you will go, oh, that's just the way things go, right? Yeah. Or I don't watch the news, whatever it may be.
Or I don't like to be untrusted.
It's the kind of thing that you may not know until you start to miss it. And what I mean by that is, how many stories in the past, and this is going with newspaper as well, how many stories in the past were cracked wide open by a journalist, a news journalist who worked for a company and it was their mission to bring you information? Sure, you'll have breaking news. There's a fire here. Go do that. But there are cases that were brought by the relentless pursuit of someone trying to get answers on something they couldn't get answers on. And they dug and they dug and it blew a case wide open. And those things are the kinds, it's like the dog that you didn't hear the bark, but you'll know it after a while when you start to go, how is this stuff all happening? Why is stuff happening? We're not finding out about it, right? Or there's got to be something going on. The fact that you don't have that kind of competition and that pride that people will have in, I unearthed this story, I brought the information to people. And number one should always be accuracy, not who's first. But I just feel like if you don't have that competition anymore, and now the involvement with some of these companies and their own political persuasion, Sinclair is a great one. We were owned by Sinclair for a very short period of time when they had radio stations. And they were very much into giving you stuff to the right. And they wanted you to play. I mean, we only had them for a short period of time, but there were some things that they were telling me, you should be running this, you should be running. It was pretty right-wing stuff. And again, that was, nothing was done and said, you have to do this, because this was in their early days. Yeah. But they are much more out front now with putting their right-wing spin in their, you know, what is it, a feature? They do like an opinion kind of thing. And
yeah,
I always worry about that. In this case, it's not, this is not a Sinclair. This is a Nexstar.
Right.
But you always worry that if you can get someone to, you know, craft the message in the way they want it to be, like we see with the network cable news stuff, it could get very dangerous, too. Do you guys care about, does it even register with you about local TV news and the possible change?
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.